So what's the story behind these signs? When I called the Chattahoochee Plantation Community Association about them, the chairman referred me to Gary McKee, a former radio host who lives here.
Yeah, you're in Chattahoochee Plantation.
I'll show you the boundaries. Anything east of Soap Creek and south.
He and I drove out to one of the signs along Paper Mill Road, right next to Soap Creek.
Well, you want to get out and walk around?
Sure.
Okay.
It's the kind of sign you'd expect to see entering a city, except there is no city here.
Former city limits, Chattahoochee Plantation, 1961, year of incorporation in 1995.
Well, there is no city here now. As the sign says, where we're standing used to be the city of Chattahoochee Plantation. But what this sign doesn't say is that the former city limits actually extended dozens of miles up and down the Chattahoochee River, all the way up to where Cobb County meets Roswell, and back down to where Six Flags is today. And here's the strangest part. For much of that length, the city was just 10 feet wide. So what could possibly be the purpose of incorporating such a long stretch of land that was so narrow it couldn't even fit a house? Well, back when these boundaries were drawn, in the late 60s, the purpose was actually pretty clear. It was to create something like an invisible force field to protect Cobb County from Atlanta.
The larger issue that was at stake with the city at the time was what would be the size of Atlanta.
Tim Crimmins is a history professor at Georgia State. He says in the 50s and 60s, the region was in the midst of a pretty heated debate. The question was, just how big should Atlanta be? With white flight well underway, suburban areas were growing, and Mayor William Hartsfield thought they should be part of Atlanta. His successor, Mayor Ivan Allen, wanted the same.
We very definitely should not be restricted from growth. In addition to that, I'm trying to test a law now to see if the city can annex additional areas.
But the additional areas that Mayor Allen hoped to annex, areas bordering Atlanta like Sandy Springs or perhaps parts of Cobb County, they weren't exactly on board.
The reaction to people who were living in the unincorporated areas of Fulton County and Cobb County and DeKalb County to the expansion of Atlanta was, no, we would prefer not.
There were concerns about a government that big, and there were also concerns about race. Atlanta's African-American population was gaining political clout.
So this is what brings us back to Chattahoochee Plantation.
In the 1960s, there was a brand new city called Chattahoochee Plantation. Developers hoped it would be a wealthy white suburb. Crimmins says that's probably why they put Plantation in the name, to give it an old South feel. This new city didn't have all that many residents yet, and they hadn't even voted in a city council or mayor. But that didn't matter so much, at least in the eyes of Cobb County legislators. They noticed the city was in a convenient place to send Atlanta and its mayor a clear message.
The Cobb County delegation introduced a change in the city limits of Chattahoochee Plantation.
And in this change, they stretched the limits up and down the Chattahoochee River so that the city covered Cobb County's entire border with Atlanta and most of its border with Fulton County. And this new incorporated area was just 10 feet across. That's all that was necessary to make their point.
And so what you had then is this, you know, just in effect symbolic strip, so that there was an incorporated city that would prevent any effort on the part of the city of Atlanta to expand its limits into Cobb County.
Basically, this long city along the border of Cobb County was their way of saying, Atlanta, stay out. And I guess you could say it was pretty effective. Atlanta never tried to annex any part of the county. In fact, Atlanta pretty much stopped expanding altogether. And as for the city of Chattahoochee Plantation, well, Gary McKee says that the people who lived in the original boundaries that were wide enough to fit homes and neighborhoods, they actually didn't care all that much about being a city.
It just was never that big of a deal.
The residents never did end up voting in a city council or mayor. And in the mid-1990s, they even gave up their charter, that is, what made them legally a city for 30 or so years. All that's left of it today, really, are those former city limit signs. Stephanie Stokes, WABE.